Breathing together. Settling the mind a little bit. And settling the mind, the awareness on that undulation of the breath, which is also a noticing of the sensations in the body. The way the breath is moving through the body. Just feeling that almost instantaneous shift as your awareness really lands and then sinks into the breath. That shift in the body, of course, that sort of spaciousness in the mind, even if just a little bit, that's okay. Taking the time you need. Giving yourself this time. These precious moments together. Sliding. Oh no, I thought nobody noticed. Backsliding. That's a little bit about what's going on right now. For some, it's going to have to do with substance or a piece of information that are going in the body. For some, perhaps you've simply gotten a little bit lazy, a little bit careless, but you haven't really fully engaged that old pattern. Perhaps, Ian, not as much as you think that you have. And if and when things quicken, ramp up, get crunchier, when the rubber has to hit the road, as it were, as far as how you're going to be showing up, a lot of you will find that you are actually able to whip yourself back into an alignment pretty quickly. Excuse me. For others, you've spiraled back thinking that you just, whatever the story is that you tell yourself, oh, I'm just going to treat myself a little bit, or oh, I deserve a little bit of a break, or I can't stay on the straight and narrow all the time. These little thoughts coming in. Some you're going to start to notice, though, that you have actually re-engaged more and on deeper levels than you were telling yourself or than you thought. Just tell the truth, even if just to yourself. Get clear, get honest. It's okay. There are so many aspects of the self, the human construct, that are being alchemized. There are parts of you that are grasping, potentially, in a number of different directions. It's okay. Remember, always remember this. You are the alchemical flame that is transmuting all of that. And it is because you are connected to a much greater flow of light, frequency, consciousness, energy, love. So when I say you are the alchemical flame, I don't mean you, the little human construct and the personality, the identity construct that is listening and all of that. I mean you, the greater you. Either way, no matter the degree of the backslide or the depth to which you have become mired once again, you are going to come out of it. The alchemical flame, you, is going to come out of it. We should say. The human construct, it's not coming out of this alive. And by alive, I mean intact and suffused with the same level of veracity and attachment and importance that it currently holds. For some, this backsliding is a little bit of a remnant of these shifts that we've been talking about for some time now. What we have come to an awareness of, knowing that we are no longer a vibrational match to, and then even going through the process of saying goodbye. For most of us, there are still little aspects that, oh, we're still doing the denial bob and weave around. Oh, I can still squeeze past this one, not actually have to follow through all the way. No, perhaps not yet. But we're going to notice the vibrational differential more and more and more and more. Uncomfortable times are no doubt coming. As we are going to be asked, invited, pushed into a purer and purer alignment, less and less wiggle room. We've said many, many times before that the body is so important in this process. The body is ground zero for this ascension process, embodying more light, literally. And the ways in which the physical body is shifting to accommodate that. For some, the body is giving you signals now. But there is a gap. There's a vibrational differential that you are not honoring. And probably that means, more precisely, you're not honoring yourself within a situation. Another aspect or iteration of this possible experience of backsliding has to do with the body. And it specifically has to do with our tendency to apply meaning. So something will arise in the body, it will happen with the body, and we will attempt to apply a meaning to that. There are times, and there certainly was a time more so, where this was quite beneficial. We learned a tremendous amount, the application of meaning. Boy, this could be an entire little message broadcast, just that. But it helped us to deepen, to look deeper, to fearlessly excavate, to take responsibility for what was happening. And this is not to say that nothing means anything, therefore stop applying meaning to what might be arising in your body. And by that I don't mean saying, oh geez, I'm, drinking a ton of coffee and therefore I have trouble with my kidneys, and then you scratch your head and go, what might the esoteric meaning of kidney be? No, it has to do probably with your coffee. Not those direct meanings, but rather, something just happened, or I just, hit my thumb with a hammer. What could this possibly mean, X, Y, and Z? This can still be beneficial. However, we have to keep in mind that there are forces and energies and momentums and technologies that have been mobilized, let's just say, against us. They are being utilized. We must take that into account as well, especially if we are looking at things in the body, where the body is giving us a signal, let's say. A little bit of an illness or a cleanse or a little injury or something like that. The suggestion here being, cast a broader net as far as what you consider to be a possible meaning. there are frequencies being broadcast that are going to interact with your brain and neural net. And your brain and neural net are going to decode these frequencies. They're pure frequencies. They're not thoughts or sentences being hurtled around through, you know, the fourth dimension or something. They're frequencies, but the neural net is going to interpret them, and then into your mind will pop a suggestion. For example, this is not science fiction, this is very much the technology of today, sadly. Realize that your dear body has ground zero, is transmuting and dealing with a spectrum of frequencies that the human body, we could safely say, has never had to deal with before. It is unprecedented, the sheer spectrum. Of information patterns, frequency, and pure malevolent distortion patterns in there as well. Oh, that the wonderful body is being bombarded with. This physical system that we are expressing through, this beautiful body prism, it is up-leveling as we speak. There are newer and newer, slightly higher, more refined versions of the physical body coming online all the time, meaning in you, as you. Where, let us use the analogy of a virus in the past, where we would say, you know, the body, the system, interacts with a new piece of information, i.e., you know, back in the day, a little virus. And then the system might take a bit of a hit initially as it tries to sort of wrap itself around that and build up defenses. This is a bit of an old energy. I don't know if you can feel this. This whole virus germ theory thing. It's a little bit old, but it's a great metaphor for this. So it would build up defenses, and then when it encountered that piece of information again, it would not be destabilized in the same way at all. And on to the point where it would not even register that piece of information. It's not even a vibrational match to it anymore. There's no opening in the integrity of the system to even allow that in. This is very much what our systems are doing. So you can trust that. Trust the brilliance of, even just from a very, let's just pretend that physical is a separate thing, and that the density is a real sort of density. Even from the standpoint of the physical, mechanical, it is a brilliant piece of machinery, this magnificent body. Let alone that it is imbued with, suffused with, enlivened by the purest source light that is us. That is every photonic wave from the sun, that is every leaf on every tree. And perhaps there too, we could tip that message to the other side. Cast a wider net, as it were. When you feel into, sense into, express the fullness of who and what you are. Go big in that container that you create with your consciousness. Force yourself, the human self, the human consciousness, to stretch. Beyond, I am a wonderful person. I am a being of light on a path of learning. Oh, yeah, really? Go further than that. I am an aspect of Archangel Michael. I am Pleiadian. I am Sirian. Yeah, go further than that. Keep going. I almost don't want to say this, but I believe that it is a truth, it's a reality that we need to be conscious of, be aware of. This can affect us at particular bandwidths, but it is something we need to be aware of, okay? You ready? Some of these, a lot of these concepts, they've been hijacked. I know this is going to feel really edgy. For some concepts, Archangel Michael, Ashtar, Pleiadians, Sirians, Andromedans, I am Isis, I am Merlin, Jesus and Mary Magdalene. I know, this is edgy stuff, but a lot of this, if not all of it, has been hijacked. Now, that does not mean that there are not iterations of and fractals of purest light of source. But probably what you can grasp with your human mind is not a very expanded version of whatever it is you think you're connecting with. Be aware. Be fearlessly aware. And then, I know it's a tall order, do not get attached. I think it's very possible that we are all going to be shocked, possibly devastated, with how much of this life and this world is actually a construct. Just holding that lightly as a possibility, allowing yourself, and then it will just start to work, and then you can just let it go for now. If it's feeling edgy, just let it go. Some might actually feel a little bit of a wild-eyed sort of warrior zing around this, like, oh, yes. Okay, I don't know exactly what this means or what this is going to mean, but there's something in me that says, yes, yes, I get it. And I'm actually here to break this all apart. Break the construct apart, even if a good part of me gets broken apart with it. I remember that's what I came to do. and then let it go, and your human psyche and all of that which we have more squishy, soft, tender attachment to, it can just give it, we're going to give it time to just kind of soften around the edges of that possibility. Soften around the edges. Life is going to offer us ample opportunities to break shit apart. So, tell the truth, even if just silently to yourself. Acknowledge what is actually going on with you, where you are backsliding just a little bit, touching in, it's all right. Just notice as much about that as possible. Ah, yes, this is why I see that. Okay, I'm getting a little bit triggered here. I'm feeling a little pressured here. I'm backsliding. And yes, I hear it right now. You're saying, well, Kathleen, but that's the application of meaning. It is. The application of meaning can be actually a very beneficial tool, especially in that third, fourth dimensional bandwidth. Well, that's the only place that is, the application of meaning, the third, fourth dimensional bandwidth. So, notice. Tell the truth. Trust the light that you are to alchemize that. Cast a broader net both ways, both in terms of thinking and feeling and acknowledging what might be influencing you relative to your backsliding. But also cast a wide net to remind yourself and get yourself vibrating into that bandwidth of your full magical, sparkly, rainbow, unicorn aspect. And then breathe into the body. You can place the hand on places that might feel overwhelmed with these frequencies or these new pieces of information. A lot of times it'll be the forehead center, that might be a center of the forehead, might be the temples. Occasionally it'll be the back of the head. A lot of stuff is going on right now and right in the, between the eyes and the forehead and the temples. Put a hand there, you can put a hand on your heart or one of the nerve plexuses that is feeling a little bit tight, and just breathe. It's okay. Nothing to fix, just soothing with breath and presence, as opposed to some of the other things you're trying to soothe with. Shoot. Oh, such amazing times. Such amazing, brilliant, chaotic, frightening, thrilling times. And you, precious, blazing light of Source and Love incarnate, you have a front row seat. That's the good news and the bad news. So glad we're doing this together.